我们刚刚读以赛亚书里面啊，那个准绳就是神的公义。
And so we had just read that this plumb line is the righteousness of God
啊，
in
因此
Isaiah.
如果我们在教会里面啊，有人在提到社会公义这个问题，
And so when people talk about social justice in the church,
啊，那在教会里面我们也讲公义。
in the church we also talk about justice.
啊，但是社会讲的公义跟教会讲的公义不太一样。
But the justice in society is different from the justice in that the church talks about.
啊，这个社会讲的公义是以人为主的。
Social justice is focused on people or man.
哦，那教会讲的公义就是以神为主的。
But the justice talked about by the church is set by God.
哦，所以我们在教会里面啊，跟在社会里面哦，虽然讲公义不太一样，因此这个两个不能混在一起。
So even though in society it talks about justice and in the church, these two are not the same, and should not and can be cannot be spoken to as together.
好，那我们现在回到第七章。
So now let's turn back to chapter 7.
啊，第七章第十节到十七节就在讲做先知的使命与代价。
And so chapter 7 verse 10 to 17 talks about the mission and cost of being a prophet.
哦，这个做先知是从神来的。
So to be a prophet is a calling given by God.
不是自己想做就是可以做的。
And it's not because a person wants to just to do it on their own.
所以十四节哈，我是原来是牧人呢，我是修理桑树的。
And so Amos said, I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit.
然后十五节，神造我啊，使我来做说预言啊，做先知啊。
But the Lord in verse 15, the Lord said to me, Go prophesy to my people Israel.
所以他要讲
的
是，他要讲的是神要叫他讲的。
So he was speaking what God wants him to speak.
因此他讲的话哦，有的人就受不了。哦，这个先知讲的预言啊，有的人就没有办法接受。
So the words that the prophet speaks, some people are unwilling to accept it.
啊，如果我们看第十节。
If we look at verse 10,
啊，这里有一个祭司，叫做亚玛谢。
There is a priest named Amaziah.
啊，他就告诉以色列王。
And he went to tell the king of Israel.
啊，说有一个人叫阿摩斯啊，他要背叛你。
That there is a person named Amos that has conspired against you.
哦，他讲的话哦，这一个国家担不起的。
And the words that he says, the land is not able to bear all his words.
为什么？因为十一节哈，阿摩斯说耶罗伯安啊被刀杀，以色列民被的掳去离开本地，哇，这个太严重了，所以他们没有办法接受。
Because Amos's words were that Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and that Israel will be taken captive from their own land. And this is so severe that they were unable to accept his words.
哦，那十二节哈，亚玛谢就对阿摩斯说：“你要逃走啊。
”So in verse 12, Amaziah tells Amos to flee.
啊，十三节，你不要在伯特利再说预言，这里有王啊，什么意思呢？你如果再讲下去哦，你会被逼迫的。
And he tells, Amaziah tells Amos in verse 13 to not prophesy at Bethel because the king is there.
哦，那我们看阿摩斯做先知是怎么做的。
But how is Amos a prophet?
十六节到十七节。
In verse 16 to 17.
特别是季节，所以神说，你的妻子必在城中做妓女，你的儿女要倒在刀下，你的地必有人量绳啊，量给分取，你自己要死在污秽之地。
17, your wife shall be a harlot in the city, your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword, your land shall be divided by the survey line, you shall die in a defiled land.
啊，这个叫做忠心。
And so we see that Amos was faithful to the message.
啊，不是讲他们想要听的话，是讲神要叫他们听的话。
So instead of saying what people want to hear, Amos spoke what God told him to say.
这两个差别很大。
So we can see that there's a great discrepancy between the two.
啊，所以这是第七章。
So we can see this is chapter 7.
啊，有三个意象。
That there are three visions.
啊，有两个意象，后来神后悔了。
There were two visions that God relented from.
啊，但是到第三个意象，神就不再宽恕啊，神就不再后悔啊。
But after the third vision, God would no longer spare them.
好，那我们现在来想几个问题。
So now let us look at a couple questions.
啊，第一个问题啊，神为什么会后悔？
First question, why does God relent?
啊，不是因为他做错事，是因为他的怜悯。
It is not because God has done something wrong, but he relents out of his mercy.
好，那第二个哈，为什么神不后悔，神不再宽恕？
The second question, why does God stop relenting?
啊，我们现在看啊。耶利米书第四章二十八节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 28.
耶利米书第四章二十八节。
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 28.
二十八节，这个地方，请你用英文读。
Yes, 28. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and will not relent, nor will I turn back from it.
这个地方讲啊，我已经出啊，我意已定啊，必不后悔，也不转移啊。这是因为神的公义。
So God has purposed and will not relent, and will not turn back from it because of his righteousness.
啊，神后悔是因为他的怜悯，神不后悔是因为他的公义。
God relents because of his mercy, but God also will not relent because of his justice.
好，那第三个问题。
Third question.
啊，为何主吊起准绳在选民当中？
Why does the Lord set a plumb line among the chosen people?
啊，我们刚刚读的以赛亚书二十八章啊，那个准绳就是神的公义。
And we read in Isaiah chapter 28 that the plumb line is the righteousness of God.
啊，所以准绳吊在选民当中，就是神要用他的公义来审判他们。
So for the plumb line to be set among the people of God is that God will use his righteousness to judge them.
啊，因为以色列百姓缺乏公义。
Because Israelites, people lack righteousness.
啊，国家很强盛，生活很享受，但是没有公义。
The country, the nation is prosperous and they live very comfortable lives, but they do not have righteousness, God's righteousness in their lives.
那我们先来看第八章。
Now let's look at chapter 8.
啊，阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
第八章的第一节到第三节是第四个阿摩斯先知看到第四个异象。
Amos chapter 8 is the first one to three is the fourth vision. that Amos saw.
我们看到什么？
And what did he see?
第一节。
Verse 1.
主又指示我一件事，我看见一方夏天的果子。第二节。
Verse 2.
他说，阿摩斯，你看见什么？我说，我看见一个夏天的果子。神说，我的门以色列结局到了，我必不再宽恕他们。他看到夏天的果子。
So Amos saw a basket of summer fruit.
如果我们看那个英文不同的翻译本，也有把它翻译作很成熟的果子。
In other versions of the Bible, it also says it's a basket of ripe fruit.
可见这个夏天的果子就等于是很成熟，那成熟就要摘下来。
And so a summer fruit is a ripe fruit, which means that it has to be plucked out.
那如果这个果子是很甜，摘下来就是要吃的。
So if this fruit is sweet, then when it's plucked, it's to be eaten.
但是如果这个果子是苦的，摘下来就是要丢掉。
But if this fruit is bitter, then when you pluck it off, then it will be thrown away.
所以以色列百姓好像果子已经熟了，但是呢，它这个熟是指着里面充满着不义。
And so the Israelite people, they were like a ripe fruit, and when it's because they were filled with unrighteousness.
所以是等一个果子是酸的，是苦的。
Meaning that this fruit is filled with that is sour and bitter.
所以神要审判他们。
So God is to judge them.
因此到第二节神说以色列结局到，我不再宽恕他们。
And here, verse 2, it says that the end has come for my people, Israel. I will not pass by them anymore.
所以前面讲这个准神的意象，也不再宽恕他们。现在在讲夏天的果子，也不再宽恕他们。
So, in the previous chapter, the plumb line, the vision of the plumb line, God will no longer pass over them or... spare them. Same thing with this summer basket of summer fruit vision. God will no longer pass by them anymore.
请问这个夏天的果子里面到底是什么？
So, however, what is in this basket of summer fruit?
那里面就是第四节到第十节。
Within this basket of summer fruit is from verse 4 into verse 10.
这个第四节到第十节就是他们生活具体罪的表现。
And from verse 4 to 10, it describes how sin is manifested in their life.
所以这是坏的果子要摘下来，要丢掉，它的结局到了。
And so all these bad fruit, the time has come for them to be thrown away.
那我们现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
你们这些要吞灭穷乏人，使困苦人败坏的，当听我的话。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们说，月数几时过去呢？我们好卖粮，安息日。几时过去呢？我们好饱开麦子，卖出小升斗，用大撮子，用诡诈的天平欺哄人。这个地方讲他们欺吞吃穷乏人。
Here it says that they swallow up the needy or the poor.
也就是占这些穷乏人、困苦人的便宜。
And so they take advantage of these poor and needy people.
我们昨天有提到怜悯穷人的就得到神的喜欢。
And yesterday we have mentioned that to have show mercy to the poor is to please the Lord.
借给穷人的就是借给神。
And to let the needy borrow from you is to let God borrow from you.
神必偿还的。
And God will repay.
那欺压穷乏的神一定会算账。
And those who oppress the poor, God will punish them accordingly.
所以这个第五节开始在讲做生意。
So in verse 5, it talks about doing business.
那第五节最后用诡诈的天平欺哄人。
And in verse 5, it's at the end of it, it says they use falsify the scales to deceive people.
可见这一些人是很贪心的是不实在的。
And so these people were greedy and not honest.
那虽然是他们在做生意，但是这样的态度也是在神公平的准绳一量之下也是不好的。
So though they were doing business, they measure according to the standard and plumb line of God, they were not doing accordingly.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
用银子买贫寒人，用一双鞋换穷人，将坏的麦子卖给人。
6, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, even sell the bad wheat.
所以把人当做货物这样在做买卖。
They sell people as merchandise.
那当然这是这个这里面缺乏怜悯，这是不公义的。
And so they lack compassion and this is unrighteous.
那第七节神说雅各的启示说他们一切行为我必不永必永远不忘记。
And so in verse 7 it says the Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works.
神永远不忘记有两个。
So God, there are two things that God will not forget.
这里讲的是他们这些不义的行为。
First, God will not forget their unrighteous deeds.
那另外神永远纪念就是义人的行为。
Second, God will remember the works of the righteous.
所以义人在天国要发光像太阳。
So that is why the righteous will shine like suns in heaven.
因为他的义蒙神纪念，在天国会得到赏赐。
Because their righteousness will be remembered by God, and God will bestow his glory accordingly.
所以用不义的方法来赚钱，看起来是赚到钱了，但是这是极大的损失因为神纪念他的不义。
So even though they earned money and in their business, but they do it unrighteously, so in actuality, this is a loss for them.
但是一个人如果因为义而愿意吃亏，看起来是一种损失，但是在神面前反而能够蒙神祝福。
But if a righteous person doing what is right is at a loss, actually they have received a profit because in the eyes of God.
所以我们如果看亚伯兰跟罗德的侄儿在相争。
So if we look at when the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot were arguing with each other.
亚伯兰说你先选。
Abraham allowed Lot to choose first.
意思是亚伯兰带罗德到迦南地。
Abraham was the one that brought Lot to the land of Canaan.
但是罗德选择最好的。
But Lot chose the better land.
亚伯兰为着是骨肉要保持和睦，他就让罗德选最好的。
So because Lot was Abraham's family member, and to have harmony, Abraham allowed Lot to choose the better land.
那跟颜色是吃亏。
So in a way, it looks like Abraham was at a loss.
但是他搬走之后，神就向他显现：“你起来看，你起来走，你看到走道，我都要给你。”
But after he departed and left for the land, God appeared to him and told him that everything that you see and you walk through, this is for you.
那罗德选最好的，哇，看起来他很聪明。
So for Lot, he chose the best, and so in a way, it seems like he was the smartest one.
但是到神毁灭所多玛的时候，他什么都没有，被火烧掉了。
But when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was left with nothing.
所以如果我们的恶被神纪念，我们就有祸了。
So if our evil is remembered by God, then we will be destroyed.
但是如果我们的善被神纪念，我们就有福了。
But if our good is remembered by the Lord, then we will be blessed.
所以我们每一天的生活都活在神的观察之中。
So our everyday life is or we are living under the examination of God.
那我们再看第八节。
Now let's look at verse 8.
这地岂不因为这事震动，其上的居民也不悲哀吗？地必全然像尼罗河涨起，如同埃及涌上落下第九节
Verse 9
我说那日我必使日头午间落下使地在白昼黑夜第十节
Verse 10
我必使你们的节期变为悲哀，歌曲变为哀哭众人束腰麻布，头上光秃使这场悲哀如上独生子。这个就是说，当这个神的刑罚来到，会非常可怕。
Here it describes that when God's judgment comes, it will be a fearsome day.
我们前面有读到他们生活第六章过得真的是很快乐，很享受。
And when we read in chapter 6 that the people live very comfortable and pleasurable lives.
国家也很强盛。
Their country was so strong.
所以他们就随便犯罪不义。
So they sinned however they want and were unrighteous.
那等到神不再宽恕的时候，那就糟糕了。
But when God no longer passed by them, then that was when his judgment came.
那这个不只是在讲当时的情况。
So this is not just talking about their environment at their status at the time.
我们现在在世界最人类历史的最后一个阶段。
We are at the end of end portion of humanity.
那主耶稣来这个世界
when Jesus Christ came to this world.
他也要审判，他也要拯救。
He will come to judge and also to save.
所以主耶稣来的日子比当时所描写的更可怕。
For the day of when Jesus Christ comes again, that is a more fearsome day than what is described even here.
因此我们活在很舒服的环境中我们一定要敬畏神，行善远离罪恶。
And so, since we live in this type of society, we really need to fear the Lord and depart from evil.
好，那我们再看11节到14节。
Now let's look at verse 11 to 14.
这个11节到14节就是主要命饥荒来到。
And here, 11 to 14 describes that there will be a famine. Lord will send a famine on the land.
我们看11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
主说日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。人饥饿不是因为没饼，干渴不是因为没有水，乃因为不听神的话。这里讲神命饥荒降在地上。
Here it says the Lord will send a famine on the land.
所以我们在第六章看到生活很富裕。
And so in chapter 6, we saw that they lived a very prosperous and comfortable life.
但是到第八章十一节他们的灵性很穷乏。
But in chapter 8, verse 11, we see that their spiritual life was very poor.
所以这里讲饥荒要降在地上。
So here it says that I will send a famine on the land.
这个人饥饿不是因为没有饼，干渴不是因为没有水，不是因为缺乏物质。
So it's not, they will not, it's not a famine of bread or water because it's not a lack in the, what is in their physical belongings.
以物质来讲是很丰富，是很享受的。
Because if physically they were very living in abundance.
所以这个饥荒降在地上是指着人的心灵。
This famine on the land is referring to a famine in their hearts.
人的心有一个洞填不满。
that they have a hole in their heart that they cannot fill.
啊，为什么？因为十一节就说不听神的话。
And they're not able to fill it because in verse 11 it says that they did not listen to the words of God.
也就是不接受神做他们的主。
Meaning that they are unwilling to accept the Lord, God as their Lord.
啊，不愿意改变自己啊，来听顺从神的啊旨意。
They're unwilling to change themselves to submit to the will of God.
啊，因此神就不跟他们同在，因此他们就内心呢啊，就什么都没有。
And so God did not abide with them, and so they ended up with nothing.
啊，所以啊，我们今天这个社会啊也是一样。
So today our society is the same.
啊，外表看起来很丰富。
On the outwardly, it seems that we are living very prosperous and abundant lives.
啊，但是人的内心很虚空。
But on the inside, our hearts are very empty.
啊，如果人的内心很虚空哦，外面怎么填都填不满呢？
If our hearts are very empty, does it matter how many outward possessions we may have? Or
哦，所以。啊，如果我们再看下面一节。
Now let's look at the next verse. Verse 12.
他们漂流从海这边，啊，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求神的话，却寻不着。
12. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east, they shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they.But shall not find it.
啊，却到处要寻找神啊，找不到。
So they try to find the word of God, but cannot find it.
啊，那看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
啊，为什么找神找不到？
Why are they not able to find it?
因为人如果不愿意离开不义，人就找不到神。
If man is not willing to leave their unrighteousness, then they will not find God.
人如果不愿意谦卑，人就找不到神。
If man is unwilling to humble themselves, then they will not find God.
我在马太福音里面讲哦，神的事情哦，像聪明通达就隐藏。
And so it says that that the things of God are hidden from the wise and the strong.
像婴孩就显露。
But it revealed to the infant.
啊，所以其实他们是很空虚的，内心有饥荒。
So actually, they were very empty. There was a famine in their hearts.
啊，但是不丢弃不义的生活，不愿意往下降，承认啊，我在认识神上我是什么都不懂，不愿意啊谦卑。
But they were unwilling to submit and leave their sinful lives and continue to in their unrighteousness. So they continue their downward fall.
哦，那这样哦，啊，他们要找神的话找不到啊。
As a result, they are unable to find the word of God.
其实神就在他们前面。
But God actually was right in front of them.
啊，所以寻找神啊，最重要不是从这一边到那一边去找神。
So seeking God is not going from one side to the next.
啊，因为神充满万物啊。
Because actually God fills all His creation.
啊，所以寻找神要从内心的改变开始。
To seek God starts within our hearts.
啊，丢掉不义，往下降，啊，神就在我们心里。
That we transform our hearts to throw away our unrighteousness, then God will dwell within us.
啊，我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
十三节，当时啊，美貌的处女和少年的男子必干渴发昏。
13. In that day, the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst.
哦，这是年轻人啊。
So these are the young people.
哦，要干渴发昏啊。
They will thirst.
哦，一旦一个人饥饿跟发昏哦，什么都拿来吃啊。
And so when a person is faint or thirsty, they will drink anything or eat anything.
哦，所以你看现在的人 哦，真的很空虚，什么黄色的网站、色情、暴力，什么都看了。
And so nowadays, people are so empty that any kind of pornography or bad website or anything they will look at.
啊，为什么？因为内心的空虚啊，抓到就想要吃下去。
It's because they feel empty in their hearts, and so whatever they see, they will eat it.
所以我们看十四节最后。
So now let us look at the latter part of verse 14.
这些人必扑倒，永远不再起来。
They shall fall and never rise again.
哦，为什么？
Why?
因为活在不义，不愿意离开不义。
Because they are living in unrighteousness and they are unwilling to depart from their unrighteousness.
然后丰富的生活让他们产生一种自信。
And their prosperous life gave them a self-confidence.
使他们不，没有办法在神面前谦卑。
That stops them from humbling themselves before God.
因为找不到神。
So that they're unable to find God.
饥渴化昏。
That they are thirsty and faint.
那最后要全部扑倒，永远不再起来。
So that they will fall and never rise again.
所以阿摩斯世代看起来是有福气的。
So though in the time of Amos, it looks like they were living under blessing.
这是用眼睛看，用物质的观点来看。
Because if we look at it from our own physical eyes and from a physical material possessions.
但是在属灵上实在是极大的危机啊。
But spiritually, they were in a serious crisis.
我们现在有三个问题，我们来想想。
So now there are three questions for us to think about.
第一个，为什么体验很多神的恩典还会犯罪？
How is it that after experiencing abundant blessing that a person will still sin?
如果我们从阿摩斯来看
And if we look at Amos, from Amos,
很可能他们不会觉得那是神的恩典的。
It's very possible that they do not see that what they have is a blessing of God.
把这一些外在的丰富都归给自己。
That all of these physical things, material things they have, they credit it to themselves.
人就对神没有感恩的心了。
And so as a result, they do not have a thankful heart towards God.
没有感恩的心，不要神，我也可以活得很好。
Thinking that, oh, if they don't have, I don't have God, I can still live very well.
那当一个人的心开始焦点对准这些生活的享受。
And so if a person's heart become only focused on the pleasures of life,
对神的体验就越来越少。
Then they will have fewer experiences with God over time.
所以犯罪就越来越有可能。
Then it will be a higher chance of sinning.
第二个。
Secondly,
神为什么显明为何不再宽恕呢？
So if the Lord loves the chosen people, why does he not spare them anymore?
神不断地怜悯他们。
God has shown them continual mercy.
所以先知不断传警告。
And so that is why the prophet continues to give them warning.
这好像信用卡那 grace period 过去以后就没有了。
And so this is like a credit card that after the grace period has passed, then there's nothing you can do.
所以接下去就要面对神的公义。
Then after that, you have to face the righteousness and justice of God.
那第三个问题。
The third question.
选民生活丰富，为什么神要降饥荒？
The chosen live in abundance. Why does the Lord send famine on the land?
我们时间到，所以我们明天再来讨论这个问题。
So time is up, so tomorrow we will continue on this question.
不是明天了，这样星期五。
Not tomorrow, but Friday.
然后还有一些我们学员有问的问题，我们星期五再来回答。
And there will be us also, there are some questions that have been given that we will answer on that day as well.
好，请我们一起来默祷。
Now let us bow our heads and pray in silence to conclude.
Amen. 那我们。